And welcome everyone. This is the Light Body Masterclass number 12. We have reached the end of Uranus's recommended to prepare us in the Light Body Masterclass. The intention was to prepare from January 2021 to June 2021 to prepare our light bodies to begin to be at mastery at level at this class number 12. We have met every other week since January. We've been getting continual upgrades and instruction sets for our light body to be able to begin to articulate, navigate, feed, and rest our light body. We have not sufficiently covered the rest of the light body. We have focused on many of the other aspects of the light body, but not resting the light body, which today we will look at as well. Since it needed a lot of igniting, it needed a lot of light, it needed a lot of kick-starting, and it needed a lot of opening to get the light body to at a level of such density, the densities of our physical body, we didn't interrupt turning it down because we hadn't yet turned it on. But now with this portal opening with the summer solstice and the amount of light, this regulatory part of the light body will be instrumental. And again, as to touch on it briefly now, is that just like in our activation phase for the light body, we were able to call upon the kingdoms of the elements, the kingdoms of the animal kingdom, the water kingdom, the plant kingdom, and the wind, the water, earth. Not so much fire. That is an activating element. But the previous and the former list are multiple ways. As in all of the template and instruction sets, we have added many different avenues for the exact same result, in far as the light body activation. And then from there, it even further individuates. So it will be really important to discuss and to share and to even briefly mention some of the ways that you are incorporating your new higher sensory perceptions to other people. We are also including this massive heart opening so that there is bandwidth for people's various reality stories. Much of our education and our education has been to funnel out a lot of different scenarios of the same thing, as if there is a one channel way of achieving something. Not in all cases, but in many cases, it's the degradation of our educational system was always looking for this one optimal way, and we have created ways in which to open your heart to accept more readily without bonking out or tuning out or non-considering another completely different way for the end result. It could be with different modalities. elements, or even brainwave states where people are activating the brainwave states. So this is all to say that it's useful to hear other people's stories of what is happening to them now and why, what their challenges are, what they're seeing, how they're seeing it, and how they're implementing it, and how they're moving through it without fear, because that is really what's going to help each other activate that. It's like breadcrumbs in a way that for the light body. So each and every body's story is giving us a nourishment morsel for our light bodies, or opening up a door that we could also possibly use that particular method as well in the future, because we're light and because it's really just a pushing of light doors now. We don't have to push our bones aside to actually incorporate something new. We actually just have to, you know, move like a plasma filter or a plasma color or a something as simple and as light as when we're talking to people who are working and having their light body become on board and activators. In this very first phases of the work that you're doing will be much more activating. But you can choose the lens to which you're going to work. When you go out into the field, when you go out into the world, and it is time to go out into the world, you may find yourself stepping out of a period of time when you were sequestering inside to manage your body. You may find an openness in the next 6 months that you actually have a greater bandwidth of going to the stores for a longer period of time, or going out where there are people, where there are interfaces with maybe not yet fully awake people or hearts. That this is instrumental, just brushing by. You could say it's like you're creating the fashion, you know, when a new fashion takes hold, you know, it just may be, you don't register at first, someone walks by you with a new fashion, but then slowly and slowly, the more you are accustomed to, out of the corner of your eye, seeing something like that, you begin to register this as something. And that's what it's not exactly like that, but we want to say as activating, it's not a, here I'm activating you, it's like a glimmer in their eye as you walk past. This is how we're activating. They at first they don't even really know that they have actually walked by someone who is much more activated. They may not even have any sense, but there yet there will be effect in their outer field, in their outer template, in their instruction set, which is held in their energetic body, which has the major architecture for that person. So it's nothing you have to do, just following your heart and taking that walk when you want to, or, you know, a very gentle glance. It's a gentle activation. It's a gentle life force augmentation for the other person as an activator. It's not as scary it's word at all, but you may want to notice it, and you can notice it. You have these multi dimensions that are coming online right now. They may be all over the place, and you may be able to see. Like, imagine you have glasses that can see dents and abuse you know, and things that need to change. And then you also have many, many glasses that you can look and that need to be ever changing. You know, how far into density, because if you're always having, you know, the dark glasses on of what needs to change, you'll be very exhausted. So, you know, you can also put on the color glasses, you know, the pinks, the reds, the yellows, and the greens that are observing the upgrades in people and plants and animals, because we're all getting that. In even our relationship with the sun, the moon, and the planets, people's awareness will begin to increase that the planets are influencing our weather, our, you know, these connections are going to be made, that we live in a much larger world than we have been working. Take a deep breath. So, in 12s, we're working in 12s. Just we'd like to insert that concept to think in 12ths. We're used to thinking in 10ths. And it's just as easy to think in 12ths because that's more balanced with our body now, as our 12 strands are coming, the 12 starseed families. And so when we want to upgrade, per se, we could begin to go, two thirds, which is 4/6, right, which is two thirds, you know, there, or think of it, I'm not doing my fractions very well, but then the 12s, you know 7/12, or just begin to bring in into your mind in the way of dividing things into 12ths, because this will lend itself to bringing closer into your perception of your 12, the 12 dimensions, right? You know, you'll like, we'll have that way of thinking and perceiving. And that is really just inserting as a seed concept that will become more integrated in the coming years and months. But we'd like to plant that seed now. And soften your eyes. We're just going to bring our awareness into first your heart. Relax the jaw. And we're just going to now sense that space between the pineal gland and the heart. Let's see what this space, what can we make as a connection? What feels comfortable? Do you want to make it this connection, this communication link? We could look at it as a tunnel, an underground tunnel, where it's lit up and as a circle. But we need to really have a corridor between this pineal gland and the heart, the high heart, the thalamus is there too. You know, it's within the body, But there's a lot happening in this corridor, if you will, this communication link that would be really helpful for us to keep track of the volume of the traffic flow, of the amount of data traveling back and forth. Let's think of it, let's use the analogy for this as a subway. You know, there's the subway station between all of the glands and the organs. You know, that's our subway system. But right now, the major hub and the major downtown section is pineal gland heart. And we need to understand the traffic flow in this area. How much information is traveling here? And is it traveling smoothly? Are there blockages in here? Are there times of downtimes? Are there times this has to be managed? And then we believe there will be. Because once we can manage this flow and understand the sensations of the light flowing pineal to heart, and we understand how to smooth out any irregularities in the data flow, because there will be times when the passage of information the volume is very high, like there will be rush hour periods, and we are taking advantage of every opportunity to upgrade your system. However, from your human perspective, it's your body, and you get to also have access to the levers if you choose to be a conscious participation in this volume of information passage, especially with this high light season for some of us. And as we enter a mode of traveling more in the light, so as we are feeling into the pineal, into the heart, we're going to just tune in to the amount of zing that we have in the body. Doesn't matter, you don't have to increase it or decrease it. Let's just place that sensation of light. We'll call it a zing, the light going from the pineal to the heart for a moment. Eyes are soft. And we keep the eyes soft, for we don't want to redirect this light. We want to, the optic nerve has better functions when the light is passaged through it without being engaged in this process, without being affected by this corridor. Imagine that the optic nerve is just below this traveling light frequency, and it's easy to mingle the two traffic flows, but we would like to keep them aware of each other but separate. So monitoring this will be very helpful. So there will be times that throughout the day we encourage you to, in fact, close your eyes and rest that optic nerve, even if it's for 5 minutes, 2 minutes, without necessarily going to sleep, but to decrease the light flow in the optic nerve, as there is a much increase between the pineal and the heart frequency, which is the heart of the multidimensional work that we're all doing. It needs to travel through this corridor. So, to our theme of how to turn down the light body when it gets active or it seems that our frequency could use some balancing, we may want to just close the eyes and stay with our breath and stay awake. But begin to visualize these two pathways and just separating them with our breath. And now that we're focusing now in our mind's eye, the travel of information from the pineal to the heart. The heart likes to regulate its end of the reception with breath. Take a nice, slow, deep breath in. And out. And into the heart, expanding the heart. And and let's just walk through our subway station over to the pineal gland. And this is so light sensitive that we're going to draw those inner shades. We have some room darkening shades that will cover just on the inside area of our third eye. Let's just go ahead and draw those shades. We may see in our mind's eye some light or some movement of light. That's fine. But let's just go ahead and consciously draw the shade, the third eye shade. And now let's go back into the heart and just breathe that heart. And breathe in a way that we feel the heartbeat without altering it. But acknowledge the heartbeat, loving the heartbeat. And appreciating the heartbeat. Relax the jaw. Yes. And let's just travel down the body, doing a general scan of all of the endocrine organs, the kidneys, the adrenals, the pancreas, and the ovaries. Just go ahead and soften the glands. They are requiring a lot of moisture, a lot of fluids, a lot of magnesium, as they're all beginning to. We've been under construction for the subway system, and now we're linking them up. You can take an interface from your adrenals into your thyroid, to your hypothalamus. And your thalamus. Yes, you're learning to flow and bring light to these areas. For some of the information you talked about, multi-dimensional spaces and places and vibratory spaces, and this will continue. This will increase, but will also be really pleasant once you understand how to manage the light and manage these frequencies so that these states of bliss and integration and unity can stay for longer periods. And feel that you have arrived at a state of balance. Slow, deep breath. Just feeling balance here. We're putting our light body to rest. You have the tools in this light body masterclass. You have learned ways to awaken, to nourish, to translate, to communicate, and to sleep. And to rest your light body. All of these skills you will appreciate in the coming times and the coming days, for there is absolutely a vision of you walking in harmony without huge peaks and valleys, dips, or large periods of downtime or sickness needed. As these tools and these techniques don't require much time for you to shift in the utilization of your light body, the function and the application. For we suggest, as you know, well, let's point to the many benefits of understanding this and practicing these tools that we've laid out in this masterclass. As you begin to work with Yeshua and the whales, when you choose, when you see, when you are inspired to clear a particular timeline or maybe a density that is in this current 3D time, or go into near future and clear out density there. Make sure that going forward there is no longer any evidence or density regarding this particular structure, construct, programming, or you have the ultimate trash can with your light body and creator tools as well. So we'd like to thank you for being a participant in this first ever light body masterclass. We would like to offer a certificate of mastery for your work and the work that you have done, not only in this class in present, but the your participation in your sleep state and beyond, and your avatars and your other timeline and your soul bodies have been a very active participant in this class as well. There is much to celebrate, and there is you're well on your way to enjoying in this incredibly dense, no longer earth because of you. Blessings, each and every one of you. Blessings.
Thank you, Kiri. That is so helpful. Especially the optic nerve, I had forgotten.